Thank you and good morning. A Humboldt County jury has found 44-year-old Morro Bay man Dylan Collins guilty of DUI, causing injury, and leaving the scene of a traffic collision, both felonies. And Collins will face up to 3 years and 8 months in prison when he is sentenced by Judge John Feeney at the end of the month. Collins, who was driving on a suspended license from an earlier refusal to take a chemical test in a separate suspected DUI incident, allowed his vehicle to drift into the opposite lane on Highway 101 just south of Trinidad on May 28th. His vehicle collided with a tractor-trailer, and the collision forced the truck off the road where it overturned. The driver suffered injuries in the crash, while Collins fled the scene. He returned to the scene about 2 hours later and was determined to be under the influence. As his trial was scheduled to begin, Collins pled guilty to the earlier DUI incident that occurred in San Luis Obispo. The case was prosecuted by Assistant DA Brent King. A tractor-trailer driven by a Ukiah man who was hauling some 7,000 gallons of gasoline ended up on its side about 150 feet off Highway 101 south of Salmon Creek Road on Wednesday morning. State and local agencies established an incident command center to monitor the vehicle through the overnight hours into yesterday morning when the wreck was cleared from the roadway. Impairment is not considered a factor, and the trailers holding the gasoline were not breached. The Sheriff's Office continues its investigation into the shooting death of 44-year-old Dana Hudson, who was robbed at gunpoint and then shot and killed by as many as three assailants near Willow Creek in August. Hudson succumbed to his wounds at an out-of-area hospital this past Monday, and the search for suspects continues. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office. While fire crews continue to battle the Gap Fire, the County Fire Safe Council and local fire departments are working on grant applications that will be submitted to CAL FIRE for money to be used for the removal of dead trees. CAL FIRE has made available $16 million in grant funding earmarked for detritus removal as part of a fire prevention campaign. The focus is on removing millions of dead trees, upwards of 70 million, according to the governor's Tree Mortality Task Force, killed by a combination of drought conditions and bark beetles. Sybil Emmett with the Humboldt Fire Safe Council said she is working with council members to put together a grant package for local tree removal, and the council is expected to submit the request to CAL FIRE. Gary Reinerson of Green Diamond Resource Company said that they have not found the mortality among the redwood stands that have been found in Douglas fir stands throughout the state, and that salvage logging of dead and downed trees is done when needed. Jordan Christmas has energy news.
The Redwood Coast Energy Authority will hold a public meeting at the Warfinger Building on the Eureka waterfront on Monday as they introduce their new energy program. Information will be provided on the new Community Choice Energy Program, which is set to begin in spring of 2017. For more information on the meeting, which begins at 5:30, you can contact Redwood Coast Energy Authority.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. County supervisors have a lot of experts to deal with as they go about their jobs, making policy decisions for the county. Those experts, me, you, the guy at the supermarket, all have something we feel a supervisor like Rex Bone needs to hear, and we go to great lengths to make sure he hears it. Bone spoke about crafting public policy and how important that public feedback is, because as Bone explained on Talk Shop, the more information, the more opinions, the more details he can gather makes for better policy. Policies that once enacted affect everyone in the county.
I think it's because I'll listen to people and hopefully get a consensus of what the majority wants. Bring some semblance of that forth. I mean, it may change because, I mean, you still have to apply it. It still has to be applicable to the masses. So, I mean, we can't be too definitive. You know, it's a policy that affects everyone.
Bone said that a small percentage of feedback is of the nasty personal attack stripe, but that he also has a regular group of people who contact him with constructive suggestions. Those suggestions can come in many ways, even when he's running an errand.
Yeah, if we need something quick from the grocery store, I don't go. Let's put it that way, because I have lots of conversations. And trust me, I don't dispute any of them, and I don't stop any of them, because I love the input. It's liquid knowledge. That's how you get that all-encompassing perspective.
You can listen to Supervisor Rex Bone talk about public policy by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.